You have your town, I have mine. You love your town, I love mine. It's late fall now. Our summer visitors have left for their true homes, left with sadness, with regret, but left nonetheless with dreams of returning. Now we have our towns back. We have the space and the time to reflect upon the real qualities of the places wherein we spin out our lives. We go back to those original haunts. We pass by those places of long-ago happenings, of formative landscapes, of beaches, wharves, street corners, bars, where memory delivers those versions of ourselves of decades gone by, where things happen that change us forever, where people who no longer are alive interacted with us as if they would never vanish. There are layers of memory. Last week, last year, 50 years ago, it is the same more or less beach I walk now that was here those 50 years ago. The same flaked paint off the same old shed wafts into the same moist air as I breathe again for the millionth time. Walking downtown, I pass the old library at the juncture of Commercial and Freeman, where the eager professional drinkers used to perch on the low concrete wall, waiting for the forecastle across the street to open at 11 a.m. The forecastle used to be the epicenter of the bohemian 60s. It morphed into Fat Jack's and now the Squealing Pig. But before all that, it was the New Deal, a rough-and-tumble fisherman's bar, where story has it, Norman Mailer once crashed through the plate glass window and landed on the street, hailing a police car as if it were a taxi. My friend Dan has a newspaper clipping about the bar from 1959, title, Men Lose Retreat in Tavern Change. What once was a safe haven for men was now to admit the fairer sex in the name of progress. I wonder, what could those fishermen have imagined of this town almost 60 years hence, with all the social and economic changes that have occurred? $5 for a beer? A parking space for 100,000? $1 million for a house? Dot-com millionaires casting their influence over all? Hard as life used to be, people could still afford to live here, one way or another. Now it's really difficult, almost impossible. I'm not certain if it matters who lives here, but who does not live here or cannot live here definitely matters. What people do to live here definitely matters. The fishing community is the best model of a people connecting with a landscape in an organic, holistic, real way. Many of us yearn to emulate this quality even as it fades away. Do we want a town without fishermen? A town without a high school? Do we want a community of just millionaires? Where will we get our characters, like Eddie Ritter? What in the end can we do about it? I try but can't bring into focus this town 60 years from now. But I wish those poor future souls well.